is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bags tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two, USAPrepares.com. Frank, as I mentioned during hour number one, I wanted to share something about a SWAT team raid. Now, an armored SWAT raid descended on a farm in Arlington, Texas. We talked about this on Friday. As a matter of fact, we brought on board the man whose farm was raided. He's become a USAPrepares.com instructor. And for 1 hour, he talked about what happened. He talked about what it was like to be at gunpoint by men with helmets, face masks, goggles, black uniforms, body armor, assault rifles, SWAT vehicles. These guys came in black. They descended on him and the others who lived on the farm, including a baby. They held him at gunpoint for 10 hours. They were handcuffed. The neighbors' houses were occupied by, we'll call them, the authorities, quote unquote. So 20 SWAT agents, government agents, and about 50 more descended on a community. They occupied houses surrounding this farm. They shut down the roads. They quarantined the area. They took the cell phones. They took all manner of communications from these people who lived on this farm that they raided. No telephone calls, no knock on the door. They just burst in at 7:40 in the morning. We talked about this. Quinn Aker, E-A-K-E-R, was the man who was on the radio with us. The event made the internet Friday, and it's making the internet some more today. You can find the post at USAPrepares.com, page one. So what happened? Well, the authorities, on bad information, seemed to have thought that tomato plants were marijuana plants, and they spent a fortune terrorizing unarmed people. Unarmed people. They said, well, you know, you don't have your cars parked on pavement. By the way, there are some code violations. Some bushes need trimming. Ultimately, they decided that they had a mistake. Tomato plants for marijuana plants. They found no marijuana plants. They terrorized the families at this farm. It's out of control. Absolutely out of control.
Vincent, I think what we need to do to be ahead of the game here is stop calling them agents. They should be called Einsatzgruppen Polizei, stormtroopers, Gestapo. Mm-hmm. That is what they are, not agents. When they come in with black uniforms, the only thing they're missing are the skull and crossbones on the collar and the SS lightning bolts. That's the only difference.
Yeah, the SS
if
rings.
Someone came, you know, that's, you know, really, and they have helmets that look like SS helmets. They might as well have the SS embossed on that lower brim of the helmet there. You know, and basically, when I hear of a tomato farmer, you know, being confused for a marijuana grower, it's like they don't even go and ask the guy, what are you growing here? They just go in, and like you said, they occupy homes. Isn't there an amendment in the Constitution where soldiers are not allowed to occupy homes? They're not allowed to
Frank, this is the Arlington City Police, the Arlington, Texas City Police. Those are the guys that came in. But the going where you're going on this line of discussion, What are they doing with these uniforms anyway? What are they doing in full battle dress?
And they should rename it, instead of that Arlington police, they should rename it the Arlington Einschatzgruppen, because that's basically where we are heading.
These guys are terrorizing the community. Absolutely, yeah. Terrorizing the community. Now, Frank, I'll tell you, when I lived in Virginia, a group of government thugs questioned my neighbors. They stopped at every neighbor's house. They did not identify themselves. They said, "Do you know this guy that lives over here? What does he do? Who is he? What's he like?" They questioned all of my neighbors. And then I was teaching in school, and they showed up at the superintendent's office, and they said, "We want to talk to this guy Finelli. Where is he?" So the superintendent stops what he's doing, comes over to my classroom, which is the largest classroom in the school. My classroom was the size of a gymnasium. I was teaching advanced computer science, how to manufacture computers. Frank, I was running a factory within the school system. We sold $1,200,000 worth of computers in the first year. It was a big deal. These guys showed up at my class, and they demanded to talk to me right then and there. Pull me out of class. So my 60 students are looking at me like, what in the heck did Finelli do? The superintendent's wondering, what in the heck Finelli did? My neighbors are wondering, what did Finelli do that caused so much attention for these G-men, unannounced, unidentified, to show up? And they came into the class and they demanded that I step outside and talk to them. And I said, no way. Get out of my classroom. And they said, we have some questions for you. And they pulled out a map, a surveillance map of my farm in Virginia. Frank, I lived a quarter of a mile off the road. I didn't build the house. I bought it that way. The driveway was a quarter of a mile long, and the house was surrounded on three sides by woods. They had a lot of questions for me, and I told them, take a hike. I said, I'm not answering any of your questions. If you want to know anything about my farm, all the information that you're going to get is at the county courthouse. And the rest of it's filed with the IRS. That's all you're getting. Without a warrant. And I threw him out. Superintendent couldn't believe it. The class couldn't believe it. Next thing I did is I called my congressman. I said, some of your thugs came over here and they're harassing me. And they're not identifying themselves. And when you go to Walmart, boy, I must hit my own button. When you go to Walmart, you can tell who works at Walmart because they have these smocks on. They have these vests on that say Walmart. These guys show up. I don't even know who they are. They won't identify themselves. They're harassing me. They're terrorizing my students. They're terrorizing the neighborhood. And they won't identify themselves. I said, I want you to find out who they are, and I want you to fire them. I called my congressman. And he got to the bottom of it and found out who they were. USDA. USDA. They got nothing better to do. Stay away from the USDA class. They're bad news. Bottom line, Frank, is these thugs, these paid government thugs, beat up by putting in handcuffs and putting a muzzle of guns with their finger on the trigger at Quinn Acre and the people that lived on the farm. Because they mistaked tomatoes, they say, for marijuana. That's pretty hard to do. Marijuana doesn't have red fruit. Hard to do.
So, Vincent, it doesn't sound like a question. A question is, do you know where this street is? This sounds more like you went through an interrogation.
They did. They did go through an interrogation.
It's not questioning, it's interrogation.
Mm-hmm. At the muzzle of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they found no weapons. Now, that's really, really unusual, because I'll tell you what. If they go to just about any other farm, they will find guns. Because we farmers have guns. We protect our livelihood. We've always had guns. George Washington did. Thomas Jefferson did. James Madison. They all had guns because they had, it's a lifestyle. They have to protect their farm because the sheriff isn't coming. As a matter of fact, the sheriff was probably in on this. The sheriff didn't defend these guys. The sheriff didn't stand between the city police and this farm. Frank, imagine what this is like. These guys show up, 20 of them, take the cell phones, take the cameras, take all electronics, handcuff everybody for 10 hours.
I'm at a loss of words. I know this stuff happens, Vincent, and I think your listeners need to really pay attention. Everything you say or do can be used against you, and this is where we are losing our freedoms now more than ever.
And it says here on the website, it turns out that one of the police detectives was able to go ahead and request the warrant after performing online research on the compound. Compound? I wonder if they think I live in a compound. I live on a farm. Okay. There are certain buzzwords that they thought would require a warrant. Anyway, the bottom line is the judge was wrong. The SWAT team was wrong. And what really has to happen is these cops, these snipers, these SWAT team, they're killers. They're trained killers. They're trained to be killers. They need to say no. They need to say no. Don't you think that we're going above and beyond? It's like the story in New York City. The SWAT team raids apartment 504. They bash down the door. The old man and his wife are watching TV. He dies of a heart attack. And they're looking for drugs. They're always looking for drugs. Give me a break. They really got the wrong apartment. They're one floor off. They bash down the apartment. They really meant the floor above them or the floor below them. They made a mistake and the guy dies. Because of the tactics that these guys use. You know, most of us have telephones. Mine is listed on the internet. My phone is listed on the internet. I'm not hiding. So if these cops, these thugs, they want to call me, they can call me. And I can just see it, Frank. I can just see it. They come on the property, the dogs bark, they kill the dogs. They come in the house, the dogs bark, they kill the dogs. Now, what would they expect me to do when they do that? Start shooting my animals, my livelihood, my protection. What would they expect me to do? What would they expect any farmer to do?
Shoot your livestock. You know, this is where we're going, and we're coming into this is that.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Oh, boy. You know, it's a good thing we have breaks because what I was talking about really bothered me. You know, a fellow farmer being raided by a SWAT team and his neighbors being occupied, their houses and farms being occupied. Got a caller from New York. Michael, you're on with Frank Underhill and me, Vin Finelli.
Yes. Hey, good morning, Vince.
Hey, good morning.
You know, your guest is spot on that we have to address these law enforcement representatives as what they really are, goose-stepping, jackbooted Gestapo that they are. And everybody should print out a copy of the photo that you'll get off an internet search when you type in swastika building at U.S. Navy base. You'll get a top-down image shot from a satellite of a perfect swastika building at our own U.S. Navy base and shove it in the face of all these guys, law enforcement in particular. You know, present it to them, but if you ever come across any of these stormtroopers, you shove it right in their face. Say, hey, my family fought against this crap, mister. And we're not tolerating that here. And because this is where we're heading if we do not do such things, if we do not keep reminding the current generations of Americans of the history, the most recent history this country had, and all of the various factors that led up to a fascist state or a Bolshevik state in Germany or Russia or even in communist China, all the same particular factors occurring here incrementally, then we will become that as well. So I show that photograph all the time to as many people as I can to get them thinking. And, of course, most of the time they're stunned because they don't even have a clue. So when they see these jackbooted thugs parading around, stormtrooping around with the goggles, the black Nazi-looking helmets, all dressed in black. It doesn't dawn on them yet because they don't know their history, but that is a great refresher as soon as they see that and you tell them, yeah, that's our Navy base. The Nazis are here, the Bolsheviks are here, and this is what they're trying to do to us if we do not stop it.
And history has a tendency to repeat itself, and I appreciate your call. And, you know, caller, like, you're from New York, like, this stop and frisk, what happens when they start saying, the papers are not in order, the papers are not in order, Rausten, Rausten, schnell, schnell, and they put you into the car and drive you off. And I just think for your mayor, being of his faith, he should be sensitive to that. And I never heard of this until I saw it on CNN myself. I'm stunned to see it. I didn't think that this could happen, especially where 9/11 happened, where people can get stopped randomly and frisked for no reason.
Yes, exactly. 9/11 is our Reichstag fire. And that's another event that people must be constantly reminded of. I can't get over how many people are still stunned when I tell them, you know, three buildings came down, right? Huh? What do you mean three? So you don't know about number seven? Never got hit by a plane? Why did that come straight down within seconds as well? And so 9/11 is where it all started, and we have to keep addressing that because that is still a wide open case that has not been resolved to the American people properly. It's clearly an inside job. A Reichstag fire event for sure is what it is. And yeah, I mean, I will never tolerate such activity coming out of my government. At the individual level, I'll let them know, hey guys, you're going to do the goose step next? I mean, Zieg Heil, or, you know, get the KGB going? Is that next, guys? Because my family fought against that crap, and there's no way I'm tolerating it. And when the day comes and we're having the fight for our freedom, I will know who the enemy is.
Vincent, I like your listener's analogy. It is the Reichstag fire, and for your listeners who don't know what that was, that's when the Reichschancellery was burned and Hitler blamed it on communists and subversives and the like and used that as his leverage to do what he did. And I think the Reichstag fire in 9/11, I think that's it, because, yeah, ever since then, now we got Predator drones in the news every day. We got security in the news every day. We got, terrorism every day. And because of this, our freedoms are really, really encroached on.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Watch it. I know something. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, you know, it's really interesting. I get a chance to talk to our producers at GCN, and I get a chance to talk to the program director and the management. And every once in a while, I'll ask, you guys getting any complaints about us? Do you know they've never gotten a single complaint? Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting that they have not gotten, Genesis has not gotten a single complaint? And neither have any of our other affiliates. Seriously. Except for KWTO. They got two complaints when I first started. One person said, if you don't like this country, why don't you leave it? And the other complaint was one of our instructors talked about drinking milk from a 2,000-pound animal, a 1-ton animal, a cow. And a farmer called up because he thought that was an exaggeration. Michael from New York, you're still with us, Frank Underhill. Michael, did you have any other thoughts you want to share with us about this building in the shape? If you look at it from the air, it's a perfect swastika. It really is at a U.S. naval base.
Corey,
anything class you can get to it, just go to, excuse me?
I'm sorry, Vince, that's Navy Coronado base. Navy Base, right off San Diego.
Yeah. Yep. And you can, class, you can just type in swastika, U.S. Navy base, and look at the images. You'll see it. There's hundreds of them, hundreds of images. Now, the question is, who approved that design? Who approved that design? Now, it was submitted by an architect, and did somebody look at it only from the side view? Didn't anybody look at it from the air? You know, they could have made the buildings in the shape of a U, an S, and an A. They could have done that. Because there's several buildings in a row. They could have done that. And it could have been a really neat architectural design. No. Nope. They made it in the shape of a Nazi swastika. But however, somebody might say, well, you know, the Nazis didn't originate the swastika. It came from indigenous people years and years and years and years before that, and it meant good luck. So maybe that's their way out. But it's a stretch. It's a stretch.
It's very offensive.
Michael, anything else you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, it's offensive, that image, and people went to war to fight against that image. And the fact that that image is on United States soil is ludicrous. And I think I liked your listener there when he's talking about the Reichstag fire. Like, I wouldn't have drawn that parallel, but when you think of it, and when you had all the monuments and the eulogy of the victims at the Reichstag, well, we had the same thing here, and of course that led on to the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, finding, you know, yeah, well, you should have this listener as a guest one of these days, Vincent.
Well, okay. You're doing,
Michael,
you're doing,
if you
want to
do it, give me a call, send me an email.
Thank
sure,
you.
Thanks, Vince. But you're doing a great job, and that's
hey,
why
thanks
I,
so much.
I wanted to... Vince, you still there?
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
No, your guest is spot on, and... You know, Vince, you're absolutely right. There has been statements that, well, it's a good luck symbol, yeah? Well, just like your guest said, that is highly offensive for an American, especially yeah. on military soil
yeah.
that fought against them scumbags just so many decades ago. That is outrageous to even imply, well, they're using it as a good luck symbol now. But in addition to the Reichstag Fire 9/11 event, let's also recall immediately, the Young Patriot Act and Homeland Insecurity. Sieg Heil, their fatherland, the motherland. Since when, as Americans, do we call our beloved Union of the United States of America as homeland? Only the Nazis and the Bolsheviks use those terms. And so now there's another tactic, another symptom of the same tactics being implemented here against the American people to slide them into either a totally fascist or a Bolshevik state.
You know, between that and Camp FEMA, and we saw the experiment in New Orleans and mobile homes with, wire perimeter, you know, it's all surreal.
And got to get your
gentlemen,
guns. You're
I'd
not
like
allowed to have guns. There's another symptom of these tactics. You're not allowed to have guns, so you cannot defend yourselves as we slide you into the goose-stepping state. And so, you guys, it's all lining up perfectly. The most recent history is now
Thank
repeating
you,
itself.
Thank you.
Michael and Frank, I'd like to share something with you in case this ever makes the media. In the studio with me right now in Missouri, I have a photograph. It's about 18 by 24 inches. It's a photograph. It's not a print. It's not a litho. It's an actual photograph taken of LZ-129, the Hindenburg, with two swastika flags on the tail. It's a photograph that came from a colonel's office in Lakehurst, New Jersey. And I bought it. I bought it at a flea market because it was so impressive. And it reminded me of what could happen. And it reminded me of my uncles who fought against the Nazis. And that's why I have that in the studio. And I also have a litho of the first 23 presidents. It's very old. It's also in the studio, about the same size, 18 by 24. And I also have a photograph of an aircraft, a biplane from World War I in the studio. And I have another photograph of a U.S. Army Air Base, U.S. Army Air Force, in around 1900, or I'm sorry, around 1919. So I have these in the studio with me, and I don't want anybody to think that I'm a Nazi. I am not. These are reminders of what could have happened and the people that our family fought against. So if you hear in the news that talk show host has Nazi memorabilia in the studio, now you know why. Michael, thanks so much for being with us.
That's excellent, Vincent. And keep reminding everybody with your guest often, because the Americans have such a short memory. They need constant reminders of all this. So I appreciate it, guys, very much. God bless you all. God bless the United States Constitutional Republic forever.
Thank you.
Michael, thanks so much. Frank, we've got some great students here. And I believe that if you were to build a team of USAPrepares.com students on Genesis Communications or Big Country 99, The Rooster, or any of our affiliates, and go head-to-head with the Ditto Heads or any other broadcaster, I think we'd beat them. I think we have the best and brightest class on radio. I really mean that. Frank, we said we were going to talk about oil. What is happening with oil? And let's tie that to what's happening with Egypt right now. Egypt is restless, very restless. And the military, they're killing people. They're shooting them. They're killing them dead. What's happening with oil?
If you look at Egypt, they control a very vital waterway in the Suez Canal there. It's between Israel, Jordan, and Egypt, and that waterway is controlled by Egypt. And I think that when you look at the uncertainty over, actually, I think the whole country can frankly, implode into strife and civil war the way it's going right now, because you got a lot of power grabbing going on there. I think that has a lot to do with the rise in crude, and also concurrently, the drifting of the U.S. dollar again is also another cause for the dollar, for the oil to rise. And oil, unlike gold, is also a commodity that's transportable, that's utilized, that we need. And when you have that disrupting in crude supply and a drifting dollar, of course, this is only going to lead to higher prices at the pump. Like around here, oil, gas is $3.65 a gallon. And I also believe that you'll see inflation come in. If this thing spills over, like the longer it takes, the worse it's going to get. And you don't know what regime is going to be running that waterway on the canal. People should tune in a little bit. If you don't like watching the news, that, so be it. But just see what goes on in Egypt. It's very alarming, and especially when they're probably one of the more modern countries in the Arab world right now, going through this. So it's, I thought things were a lot more safe when Hosni Mubarak was running the place, but obviously, you see what they've done with the with Arab Spring or whatever they, these governments toppling, and you're seeing it right now. And unfortunately, we as the American people are going to be paying for it. We are now.
Frank, when I buy oil for the farm, I typically buy it in the hottest part of the summer, which is right about now. It should have been right about now. And the reason I do that is nobody wants oil right now, fuel oil. And home heating oil, diesel oil, number two, fuel oil, it's all the same thing. The difference is the color and the tax. So they add red dye if it's farm fuel or home heating oil, non-taxed for road use. Or they dye it green if it's going to be tax paid, 44 cents a gallon tax added to the fuel. Farmers don't have to pay road use tax because they don't use farm diesel on the road. They don't use it in their trucks. We don't use it in our trucks. We use it in our farm tractors. So we can save the price of the road tax. Well, I decided to hold off and buy our supply of diesel fuel for about now, because that's the lowest price typically. And of course, we go and get involved with this in Egypt. I'm sure we're involved. And so now there's some concern about the canal being cut off and the price of oil is going up. Frank, so what I'm saying is not only is this hurting the motorist and the people who work in insurance offices and government buildings and hospitals, but it's really going to kill the farmers. It's just one more nail in the coffin of the small farm.
And we'll see those prices translate in the pump and in the meat section. I mean, at the bakery in the meat section.
Oh, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad because I've never seen farms in such a state of disrepair as I see in the Ozark Mountains right now. Farmers can't afford to do anything. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'm looking at the price of home heating oil. Home heating oil, to me, is the same as farm diesel oil. Now, the market price, now that's not the price that we would pay. We'd have to pay probably another 15 cents a gallon to get this fuel delivered. But the spot price 10 days ago was $2.75 a gallon, $2.75 a gallon. Today, it's 308. So there's been this saber rattling in Egypt. The government has killed a whole bunch of people. And the price has gone up 33 cents per gallon, 13% in 10 days. 13% in 10 days. So, Frank, that's a cause for concern. That's a cause for concern because when farmers buy fuel, if they buy, let's say, 3,000 gallons, it's like $10,000. So 13% is significant to farmers that are just barely surviving. Frank, what's going on with China, and what's the connection to Walmart?
Well, you're looking at China going through a slowdown, and I think because Walmart imports a lot of their product from China, they may not be able to fill orders as quickly. So I think anything you need from Walmart, go now. And I think when you look at the Chinese industrial output, how it's peaked out and now it's like, you know, coming down very sharply, I would load up on what you need because, who knows if it might not be there when you need it in a year or two down the road. But again, China's slowdown, I think, could really impact consumers here who, of course, have a appetite for inexpensive imported goods. And they also not using as many metals. But there's one note. I saw somewhere that China was actually buying more gold. So basically, just keep your eye on what goes on there, because of course, whether you like it or not, China is an exporting country, economic powerhouse. If anyone just goes on internet and put in the city of Tianjin, China, and look at their port, you'll see how massive it is. And just something that caught my eye that I thought I would pass on to your listeners.
Frank, I've noticed, I'm glad you mentioned this, because I've noticed that when I want to buy something on the internet that I think is a good price, if I hesitate and say, you know what, let me make sure I've got all my ducks in a row, and I want to make sure that I need seven of them, or six of them, or three of them, or whatever the number might be, what I'm finding out is that by the time I get back and go to buy it and click, you know, buy it, it's gone. So what I'm saying, class, is I believe that shortages are developing in the marketplace. That's what I'm seeing when I go to buy things that are at a good price on the internet. I'm not talking about stealing them. I'm talking about paying a fair price, not a outrageous price where we're being gouged.
You're a value
and,
shopper.
And, for example, if I really am. And let me give you an example. I'm looking on eBay right now. There is a that we're talking about, that hard start kit for compressors. There is a buy it now for $15.50 with free shipping. That's good. The next one is $22 with free shipping. The next one, the next one is $10, but that's it. After that, you're looking at spending $30 and $40. There aren't very many left, you know, at the good price. So what I'm saying is, if you find it and you think you need it, I think you ought to get it before you can't get it. Seriously. And in the case of these hard start kits, Frank, if you have a bad compressor, what would you do? What would you do with that food? Where would you get a replacement refrigerator? Could you get somebody to show up and fix it, you know, within a few hours? I don't think so. Especially on a weekend. Frank Underhill, thanks so much for being with us. And if you'd like to contact Frank Underhill, I'll give you his number. You can call him right after the broadcast, which is right now. 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. Meet up tonight, class. It's always free. 5:30 Ziggy's. We're going to learn about self-defense tactics. Physical self-defense tactics. Class, above all, honesty and integrity.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.